And the world's all right with me.
Can you dig it?
Sure.
Just one look at you.
Can you dig it?
And I know it's gonna be.
Can you dig it?
Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. Good morning. It is Thursday, January 21st, 2021, and we can all breathe a sigh of relief. Because finally, our government is populated by decent and virtuous people
right. Once
again. Just like that. Just in the blink of an eye.
My feelings are all better now.
Everything's great.
Feelings are all better now.
Everything's incredible now. Starting at noon yesterday, just like all of a sudden, everything became wonderful.
Wow.
I know. Isn't it nice?
It is. It is really nice.
I ventured on to Instagram middle of the day yesterday, and I was later in the day actually, and I was just I hadn't been on Instagram all day, and I was in the middle of a commercial block, and I'm just scrolling through, and just eye roll after eye roll. It's like, man, you know what? Everybody needs to stop putting this much importance. Everybody does. On who's in the White House. Your feelings and emotions should not be dictated by the Yahoo in the White House.
But we have this conversation every 4 years.
I know we do. I know.
Every 4 years, this conversation. I saw people tweeting that yesterday, and I agree.
Yeah.
And I've been saying, we've been consistently saying that for a number of years, but man, it's not going to happen.
No,
it's not going to happen. It's just people are so wrapped up in the reality show aspect of what our politics have become.
Well, and certainly not, and look, to maybe cut a little slack for all those who were breathing a collective sigh of relief that normalcy had returned, right, and all this. Look, I'll cut them a little bit of slack just simply because, the state of the world last year was out of their hands, and politics was the only real game that anybody was paying attention to. And when you are that singularly focused, and the 99% of the commentary, is Orange Man bad, and how it's going to be, it's awful, it's horrible, it's awful. But at the end of then I kind of understand. I kind of get it. I don't know. For me, I'm like, all right. Moving on.
We did a little quick live stream yesterday after all the festivities, and I'm like, I've never been a big pomp and circumstance kind of guy anyway. That's not really my bag. I know a lot of people like it, and that's fine. It's not really my thing, but whatever.
Yeah.
Yesterday was an inauguration. We have an inauguration every 4 years. It's pretty normal. It went as it's supposed to go. All of the hullabaloo leading up to yesterday about the scary right wingers, nothing happened.
Nothing.
There was nothing. That was all fake. And there are people out there doing victory laps now. Like, we stopped them. Just like we said they would.
Yeah.
Inauguration day goes off without a hitch, and then all these Tim Jong Walls wannabes run out and go, good guys, we stopped all the right wingers. Good job, everybody.
No, it was.
Didn't happen.
No, it was. And there, and I was wrong. They're actually already taking down the fences around the Capitol. So if they were really that worried about it, wouldn't you leave them up for like a little while? I mean, like, he just started.
At least a couple days.
There's already rioting in Portland with Antifa, and we'll get to that a little bit later on. But
Portland,
no,
Seattle and Denver got trashed last night.
We had our own protests last night, and we'll dive into all of that. But the lack of anybody showing up to me really does point back to January 6th and how that was a, for all intents and purposes, despite the outside agitators, of which there is some evidence of, that had, non-Trump supporters who had planned on doing things on January 6th that unfortunately got Trump supporters involved. But the fact that there wasn't anybody coming out to cause any problems or any calls for that beyond flyers, to me, goes and shows. Yeah, no, that was a spontaneous event in the moment that shouldn't have happened, but it was spontaneous. It was not an insurrection or sedition like I saw somebody post online yesterday.
Yeah, look, when the right loses, we don't riot. It's just a fact.
Right.
When the left loses, like, you guys riot. and if you take any issue with that, just go look at Inauguration Day in 2017.
Yeah.
Go look what happened around D.C. And in other places around the country when President Trump got inaugurated, and compare that to what happened yesterday. You guys on the left, you own all the rioting. Yeah. I don't want to hear a peep about January 6th.
It was interesting. There were a lot of people making the joke about the Hunger Games comparisons, especially with Lady Gaga, you know, and I even grabbed a photo.
It was pretty funny.
From one and posted up. But you know what? It was funny and it was relevant. Beyond the Hunger Games aspect of it, right? The actual games themselves. Like that's how I feel. Like the dynamic, it's 100% accurate. You know, you have Pan Am and all the elites up here, and then you have the districts who are just supposed to do their work to keep the country functioning, and there's a vast majority of people that want it that way. And my feeling right now with Trump not being president and Biden being president is just like, okay, well, they're just this word. We're back to the government just running things and not being really ineffective and not moving forward on getting things done. And
for the next 4 years, the government is not going to do anything wrong. The only bad things that are going to happen are going to be when the Republicans react to the things that government does.
We'll try to block them.
Right. Yeah. 651-989-5855. We've got Sam's top five coming up. Stick around.
Twin Cities News Talk has your chance at $1,000 now. Text the nationwide keyword SMILE to 200-200. You'll get a confirmation text and speaker.
Getting ready for Sam's Top 5 here on Justice and Drew. Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. Jess Kelly will be joining us at 7:35 this morning. Yesterday's inauguration did not disappoint me, as in one of my favorite byproducts of events like that are well-known political figures falling asleep.
Yeah.
And Bill Clinton.
He falls asleep at everything now.
Filled that need for me yesterday.
That guy, he sleeps at... I mean, I guess if I were a former president...
Right.
I mean, whatever. It's got to be kind of boring to him. I mean, this is... It's got to be, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th inauguration?
Sure. Let's go with that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be kind of boring to him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had to be walking on eggshells yesterday. He says the one wrong word and Hillary's going to kill him. Hey, honey, that could have been you. Hey, honey, look at that.
You know
Joe Biden won and you didn't.
You know that he would say something like that.
Don't you wish they cheated for you?
How'd he manage to beat Trump and you didn't? He's an idiot.
Oh, man.
You know those thoughts were going through his head yesterday. He's like, don't say a word. Don't say a word. It's yes, honey, it's fine.
What else did I learn yesterday? Michelle Obama apparently looked fabulous. I don't know.
Her hair was pretty fabulous.
I don't recall seeing her, but I was only kind of half watching
her. I only saw her because it just like people She's tweeting about her.
Maroon.
Yeah, it just became viral from that, and that's the only reason I saw it. But she had a very nice outfit on, and her hair did look really good.
Yeah, she was dressed up.
And then there...
She put on clothes.
Well, there were people who were comparing her hairstyle to what she wore to Trump's inauguration and then what she did yesterday. Because to Trump's inauguration, it looked like she just kind of like threw her hair in a quick little bun. And then to Biden's, it looks like it took hours to do her hair.
Apart from the the consequences of what happened on January 6th and all the damage that it's done for free speech, the other aspect of it, of why I wish it hadn't happened, is that I really would have liked to have seen just how many people would have actually shown up.
I know.
Because I don't think it would have looked much different.
I don't think it would have been a real big crowd.
No, I don't think it would have looked much different at all. I mean, even when you look at the conversations post this, I know you got Chris Wallace out there, man.
Oh,
just,
my gosh.
Just losing his mind. That's the best inauguration speech I've ever heard. I'm like, okay, whatever, dude. You're entitled to your opinion, but you're a moron.
When in reality, if there had been a crowd, it would just be maybe a couple more claps because you had more people who were obligated to be there.
But I don't know if you guys saw, but J-Lo apparently is taking heat because she snuck in part of one of her recent singles into the song she was doing.
Did she? I didn't.
Yeah, like there was the Let's Get Loud, that garbage song.
I flipped away every time, you know, somebody started singing. Like, I'm not. No, I'm not watching J-Lo.
I happened to just click it on right at the moment. She's like, Let's Get Loud! yeah, she was just going and then just going. And I was like, she's singing a single? Why is she singing one of her singles? And then I saw this morning there was an article about how Twitter was upset that J-Lo plugged in one of her singles. And then apparently, and I didn't see this, Supreme Court Justice was Sotomayor, I guess, mispronounced Kamala Harris's name. Mm. I didn't catch that either.
You all have. I still don't know which one is the right one. Kamala.
It's Kamala.
Is it? Because did we land on Kamala?
Yeah, I heard
it was Wayzata.
It actually sounds similar, so that kind of works.
Yeah, I don't know, and tomorrow I'll forget which one was the right.
Well, when she takes over as president, we'll all become really accustomed.
Yeah, we'll be forced to know the.
Yeah.
It'll become part of school children's curriculum.
Yes, I really want. I know I'm getting way, way, way ahead of myself, but I was thinking about this on the way in, and I'll be the first one to do it. Like, I really want. Like, have the Democrats really thought all the way to 2024? I mean, seriously. They really thought what I mean, or was it? I really think they were so focused on just making sure they got Trump out of office.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That it's like whatever happens down the line happens, because Biden's not going to make it to 20. There's no way he's making it to 2024.
Well, it's incredible that he made it this far.
Even if he does, I can't imagine him running again.
No,
I can't imagine him running again. Even if he does make it that far,
yeah. So if that's the case, then. What are they? I'm getting way ahead of myself.
If we're going to game it out and assume that they have thought ahead to 2024, right now, I mean, the good bet has to be on Kamala, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's it has to be.
And she loses.
Well.
Unless they're cheating. But, you know, I mean, that's... She wasn't popular before. She's not going to get more popular as president.
I would dispute that. She has an opportunity to. I don't know that she will, but she certainly has an opportunity to, because you know how quickly the news cycle churns and you know how the memory hole works. You know, two years from now,
she's got the media on her side and all that kind of stuff. Okay,
if she decides to go the route of being the rare high profile vice president who goes out and does all the things the president would normally do but can't because he's a pudding head, then, you know, who knows what her profile will be in 2 years and then 4 years from now.
All right, let's dive into Sam's top five coming up on Twin Cities News. Justice and Drew, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, 103.5 FM.
Yeah.
We'll be here every step of the way during your Biden-Harris presidency.
You're going to need us the next 4 years.
Yeah, for as slow as boring as it's going to be.
That's the best case scenario. In my opinion, that's the best case scenario.
No, and I think there's already evidence of that.
Slow and boring.
I think there's already going to be a lot of evidence of it being slow and boring. I mean, again, it's this is all sort of working under the guise that they are going to be completely undermining everything great that America stands for. While they move like molasses and it's slow and boring. So don't misunderstand. We've already got indications of that.
Yeah, they're going to do everything they can to make America mediocre again.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, to bring our standing down. Yes. They've already brought our standing. I mean, within 24 hours, they've already brought our standing back down with among the other countries.
They're handing our energy policy over to China.
Yeah.
So, all right. I mean, fine, I guess. That's what you voted for, right?
Yeah. I got the Rosetta Stone. for speaking Chinese.
Smart.
I just want to plan ahead.
Yeah.
Let's jump into Sam's top five for a Thursday.
Number one.
Trump followed a presidential tradition, and he left a note for Biden from Care 11.
I want to read that note.
I know. What do you guys think is in the note that he left for Biden on that desk?
Well, I know Biden said it was nice. I mean, Biden said it was, you know, he didn't say anything negative about it. I know there was one going around where it just said, you know, Joe, you know I won. That was the joke one that everybody, is that real? I'm like, well, of course it's not real. Well, you know, actually, I take that back. You never know with Trump. But.
Yeah.
But genuinely speaking, I mean, Trump is a good guy. You know, and everybody that's met Trump has said that,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I've always respected the fact that, you know, while you can argue whether or not he should have called people names and all that, he sort of he grabbed on to the mentality I've always had. You know, if I'm calling somebody a name, then you can call me names. That's fine. And he seemed to totally be just the same way.
He never seemed to care.
No, he didn't care.
Trump's deputy press secretary, Judd Deer, told reporters about the note. And according to a reporter that's quoted in the story, Trump never entered the Oval Office yesterday morning, but the letter was still reportedly left for Biden there. Bloomberg reported that outgoing Vice President Mike Pence also left a note for his successor, Kamala Harris, as well. The press secretary, Judd Deer, declined to reveal what Trump actually wrote to Biden or to characterize the sentiment in the note. He did just cite a privacy for communication between presidents.
If it's anything that could make Trump look bad, it will get leaked.
Oh, yeah,
so
for
if,
sure.
If it doesn't get leaked, I think it's safe to assume that it was just a cordial,
yeah,
friendly, good luck kind of note.
Yeah.
Number two.
Minnesota pharmacies are asking to be included in the COVID-19 vaccine rollout.
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
I'm a little more surprised.
Florida, you can get a vaccine at a Chick-fil-A drive-thru. They're sticking needles in arms anywhere you walk around in some areas. Why wouldn't pharmacies be a safe and easy place to get the vaccine? But no, the arrogance of Minnesota government, the arrogance of the state of Minnesota government. No, 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 we got to do it. This is the same type of thinking that got us Minlars, same type of thinking that got us Mitchell. Oh, we can do it. We don't need the private sector.
It was more surprising to me to learn that they weren't already involved.
Yeah. They should be.
From the Star Tribune. Minnesota pharmacies and healthcare providers are asking to be tapped to distribute the COVID-19 vaccine as residents clamor for a coveted appointment at one of just 9 administration sites scattered across the state. Local providers say that they can offer easier access to vaccines as the priority for administering the shots shifts from healthcare workers and long-term care residents to the broader 65 and over population. North Mankato is one of 9 sites that will start giving vaccines to about 12,000 people, including some educators and child care workers, starting today. Senator Michelle Benson, chairwoman of a key Senate health committee, said that the Minnesota Department of Health took a wrong turn when it decided to set up the pilot clinics.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, and we'll get into this in next hour because we didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday. But, you know, when they opened up the state's COVID website for those 65 plus to schedule an appointment, I mean, it immediately crashed, which is not a surprise. The IT department for the Minnesota state government is atrocious. But I'm seeing stories. I mean, you go to any website that, you know, that goes and combines, you know, articles from all over the place, and you'll see multiple stories across the country of doses that are just being destroyed because they were left out. They're not being kept to the right temperature and they're not getting out to the right people in time. And again, to sort of reiterate what you guys were saying, this is ridiculous. The government didn't manage the, you know, at a state level, the pandemic well. Why does anybody believe for a second they're going to be able to manage the rollout of the vaccine? If it's been approved, then treat it like everything else. Mm-hmm. Give it to the healthcare providers. Give it to the pharmacies that are able to distribute this kind of stuff, that are able to give anybody that's given flu shots should have access right now to the vaccine, and you should be able to go and just start shipping them out and let the private sector take care of it. But Drew, you're 100% right. This, you know, no, we're government and we'll go and do this right. No, you're screwing it up.
They think they can do it better. They think they can do it without anybody's help. And the really insidious thing that I feel like these state department government department leaders think is they want the branding. They want people to think of them as coming into the rescue. They don't want people thinking of CVS or Walgreens or Costco or anywhere else there might be a pharmacy, or they don't want them getting associated with the success. They want it all credited back to the state and state agencies, and they want to prove we can do it. We don't need to take advantage of existing infrastructure that would make it a lot easier and a lot more efficient. That's silly. We'll just do it ourselves, and we'll create these brand new pilot clinics.
And to the reporter listening, Tom Hauser, next time you get a chance to talk to Walls, ask him, look, if it's such a concern that we have to have all these measures in place to keep everybody safe, then why can't we allow the private sector to assist along with the government the rollout of the vaccine? If it's that dangerous and bad to destroy businesses over it, I would think you would want every single mechanism available at your disposal to get the vaccine out to as many people as possible.
Number three.
Minneapolis will recoup $100,000 in security costs for Trump's 2019 rally at the Target Center.
I can't believe they were still working on this.
I know.
I cannot believe they were still working on this.
I can.
They're so petty. They're so petty. You got carjackings happening 50 times a day, and you got people devoted to working on recouping security costs for a Trump rally, and those security costs wouldn't have been there if it weren't for your leftist rioters.
Well, you know, you had Fry and the Minneapolis City Council members that gave up their bonuses or wage increases or whatever, so they probably were like, well, maybe if we get this back, then we'll be able to get that money again. So it became a priority.
Yeah, that's a great point.
From the Star Tribune. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey expects to announce a negotiated deal today to recoup $100,000 from Target Center operator ASM Global for the cost of hosting President Donald Trump's October 2019 rally at the city-owned arena.
Wow. Great job, Mayor. Great job. Really, just incredible work. What a world-class city you're running.
Yeah, in the meantime, he's going to drop $10 million for 38th in Chicago because none of them can come to a decision, or none of them have the courage, and certainly not the man-baby mayor mom jeans Jacob Frey, to just go and remove the barricades, because that's all that needs to be done. Nope, they're going to put $10 million into that area right there. But we got $100,000 back. Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Man Baby said, we are recovering half of what we can get under the law. We have a duty to protect free speech, but we don't have a duty to subsidize it.
Shut up, Frey.
Wow.
Just shut up. You're such an idiot.
Seriously. Minneapolis, can you not do better, Minneapolis?
Clearly not.
next time there's elections, next time you got mayor races, city council, can you not do a little bit better?
Just a little better.
Just a skosh better.
Just not an activist. Not a baby. This dude's a child.
Number four.
Citing a serious threat to public health, prosecutors are asking a judge to reconsider holding two trials regarding the officers involved in George Floyd's death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reasoning is complete and utter BS. Complete and utter.
What do you mean? What I don't understand.
Go on, Sam.
Well, from the Star Tribune. Citing an extremely serious threat to public health.
Not what you might think in regards to, you know, activities associated with the Derek Chauvin trial, but go ahead.
You know, you might at first think, you know, I don't know, like all of the fires and the rioting, the violence.
I haven't seen this. That's exactly what I assumed. That's not what they're talking about?
Nope.
What are they talking about?
Nope. The judge wrote that COVID-19, social distancing protocol, and uncertainty about the vaccine rollout prevents the four defendants from being tried in one trial, according to this article here.
They're worried it'll turn into a super spreader. A trial. They're worried that a trial
is going to be a super spreader.
It's going to turn into a super spreader.
So
a trial in August.
Right. It's like a long time from now.
A long time from now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, maybe not August. August is when the other three are supposed to be tried, and Chauvin is going to be tried solo in March.
Yeah, so the prosecutors in this case of these four fired Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd have asked the judge to reconsider his decision to try Derek Chauvin, as Drew said, in March, and then the three other officers 5 months later. The motion filed on Tuesday came less than a week after Judge Peter Cahill's order splitting the trial into two. So as of right now, Chauvin will be tried in Hennepin County District Court starting on March 8th, and then the other three on August 23rd.
Look, the government makes poor decisions and has been making poor decisions about the vaccine since we got it approved and it arrived here, and Walls like an idiot stared at that box, right? But so, and while I wouldn't agree with this, I do have a solution. Just grab like 100 vials and just get the people involved in the case vaccinated.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't that hard.
Yeah.
So this attorney,
I'm sure people will be like, okay, I got it. I understand. Done.
Mm-hmm. This attorney is citing the arrival of a new, more infectious strain of COVID-19 in Minnesota and asks that the four be tried jointly this summer when vaccines are more widely available. Included in this article is the fact that, you know, summertime is the best time to riot here. So.
Yeah. Look, if they had confidence that they could get convictions with, you know, with the separate trials, Chauvin alone and the three alone, then you wouldn't be hearing about any of this. But the fact that they're pushing for this and they're citing the fact that there's a chance it might turn into a super spreader with this new strain that might be more resistant to the vaccine, but we don't know. No, they wouldn't go anywhere near this. This is all just because they don't feel like they can get the convictions in this case.
By the way, and I'm ignorant on this, and I haven't looked because I haven't seen like an article saying this is the reason why. But this new, like, I thought the first coronavirus was already like super contagious. Like, has anybody seen any sort of data or the reason why this mutated version is supposed to be more contagious?
I haven't.
You know, is this one?
I haven't looked into it.
Does this one go after people at night because the other one didn't? Is that what the deal is? Yeah. I haven't seen anybody sort of laying out. I already thought the coronavirus was already super contagious.
You have to wear three masks with this one.
Oh, is that okay? Is that what it is? All right.
Number five.
Amazon waited until Biden's inauguration to offer help with vaccine distribution.
What? No.
Yeah.
No, come on. They wouldn't. Do that.
From Fox News. Shortly after President Joe Biden was sworn into office yesterday, Amazon congratulated him on his inauguration and offered their extensive resources to help with the new administration in its vaccine effort.
Did they just find out that we were vaccinating people?
I don't know. For COVID?
Did Amazon not know?
They just bought all those planes. They can totally help. Amazon's offer was welcomed by many following a sluggish rollout of the recently approved Pfizer and Moderna vaccines.
It's not been sluggish.
It's been
getting out as fast as they can. Come on.
It's been an incredibly fast turnaround on a vaccine.
My God.
An Amazon spokesperson declined to provide an on-the-record explanation for why the company did not offer their assistance to the Trump administration.
So I looked online just now in the middle when you were talking, and it turns out the vaccine is available for a next-day delivery on Amazon Prime. That's fantastic.
Nice.
The shipping's a lot of money.
The drone just zips over to you and then just...
No, the drone actually ejects you.
Yeah, it's like the little thing from Star Wars.
You got to stand outside and just, okay, give it to me.
it's like the most inefficient device ever created in the Star Wars universe. The floating ball whose only job is to administer a shot.
Hey!
Come on.
Did more than
Nobody
that.
Needed to invent that. There's a stormtrooper standing right there. They could have given her the shot.
It has scissors on it.
Can you imagine the nightmare of having vaccination drones?
It has scissors.
You know, hey, Drew.
Some Emperor, mornings. Look, I've invented this floating ball. It can cut string and give somebody a shot. Those are the only things it can do. Why does it need to float?
I'm getting the specs and all of its function. But actually, you coming back after the break.
Good job, Sam. Great top five.
Thank you.
We got Jesse Kelly coming up at 7:35 this morning. In the meantime, you're welcome to chime in. Phone lines are open, 651-989-5855.
Coming up, we got a couple of items. Biden issued a couple of executive orders yesterday. We'll talk about why it's a bad sign.
17, I think.
It's a bad sign for America. It's a good sign if you're, you know, hoping for the best case scenario that they just want a lot of power and want to line their pockets with a lot of money. We'll dive into that. Plus, we'll spend some time with those that are finally relieved and they can finally unclench their jaws and exhale now that Trump is no longer president.